Welcome back to the Mind and Fitness Podcast. As always, I'm your host, Eddie Lindenstein. Thank you so much for being here. I am recording this live from the practice fields of my third grader, Audrey. She is doing her first soccer practice of this season. She is a U9, and yeah, thanks for being here. But you may hear parking lot sounds, screaming children, something like that, but I'm happy that you're here. The last few weeks, I've done those 15 or less concept episodes. I've already got three more in the chamber that are recorded that you're going to hear over the next few weeks. And I'm thinking that I will probably do an episode of 15 or less and then maybe re-air something and then 15 or less and then maybe it's me. And so there's episodes that are scheduled to play all the way going to the end of September. So I hope that you're enjoying these so far. It's nice being able to hear the perspective of people in that state, in that way, where we're getting through the stories quickly and people are just able to digest them and listen to them on very short bursts. One recommendation I'll make for you is, hey, go outside, get a 15-minute walk once or twice a day, if you can, if you're able. And those are perfect bite-sized little interviews to be able to do that in. So, but yeah, an update. It's interesting I'm at the soccer field. So if you've been listening to this podcast for any length of time, like one of my favorite things to do has been coaching Zoe's soccer team. And I coached U8, U9, U10, U11, U12. And I did two seasons per year at those age groups. I coached many of those girls for a long, long time. Back in the spring, it was the select and the premier tryouts. And unfortunately, I lost such a large number of kids. I think there were 7 or 8 that made select or premier teams or were going to go play for their school team. And so very rapidly, it went from, hey, I'm expecting to do my favorite thing again in the fall to, I don't know if we have enough kids for fall, but we'll see. And then in the last 3 weeks, it deteriorated into more kids withdrawing, one kid due to injury. One kid just kind of fell out of it, and we ended up, I think, with only 6 girls, which isn't viable for an 11v11 squad. So it was offered to me to do a co-coaching situation with one of the other coaches who was also depleted quite a bit. I think they had 8 and I had 6. And at that point in time, just was not, I don't want to do that anymore. Worked a long time to become the head coach a couple of years ago, and didn't want to do the co thing. Just a good way to get a clean break. That's a nice era of my life that is over. So at this point in time, my soccer career or my soccer coaching career is over. But I am still doing assistant coaching for softball for Audrey, for the U9 girls, and then also sort of pseudo coaching. There's a lot of screaming kids out here. Pseudo assistant or coaching the adult co-ed rec team. And that's a lot of fun. In fact, as I record this in 2 days, and as you listen to this one day, but in a couple of days, we have our playoff tournament. And it's cool because so I've been playing for, this is my 4th season playing adult co-ed slow pitch softball. And a few seasons ago, I was just a random free agent that joined a team. I didn't know anybody. I think I brought one friend along, but didn't really know anybody. And got to get it. They batted me lead off. I got to play third base. That was a lot of fun. Decided that I wanted to manage my own team the following season, manage and play. And we were bad. We went 0-10. I don't know if any game was particularly close. But I wanted to do it again, so I returned the next season. And we went 4-5-1. A couple of those wins were due to forfeit. The other team didn't have enough. But this season, turned over a couple more players, picked up a couple of really good people that were subs for us in the past, but they became members of the roster, and season went so much better. The first week, we had an opening doubleheader, and we got crushed, and I thought, how is it possible? We're such a better roster than we were last year. How is it possible that the team is worse? And it turned out to be a bit of a mirage, because then we ripped off 6 straight wins, and we were 6-2 as we went into the final week playing against the best team in the league by a lot. Kids that are 20 years younger than us, and all sorts of things. We played them last week, and game one, played them tough enough. It was 10-5, and there were some instances of rules being stretched or not correct where the game probably would have been closer. Like an example is that in our league, a team can hit one home run, and then the other team, the opposing team, must hit a home run or any further home run of the first team is an automatic dead ball out. And they hit three over the course of two innings. And I even after the first one, I clarified with the umpire. I was like, hey, what happens after they hit one? Because I was 80% sure, but he's the umpire. He should know everything, and maybe I'm not correct. And he said, oh, no, it's three. And so they then got a couple people on base, hit another one, got a couple people on base in the next inning, hit another one. So I think six runs of their 10 were from home runs that shouldn't have even happened. And I read the rule book that night when I got home, and it is one. It was one home run, or anything else is a dead ball out. So we now play them in the opening game of the tournament in a single elimination environment on Friday, and I am so amped about that. So our team is called the Base Invaders, and I start games playing at shortstop, and then I take over pitching in the fourth inning usually, and God, I'd love to be able to play throughout the year. It's challenging to keep a roster going, expect everybody else to have that kind of freedom to play on a Friday night and such. So I don't know if it's going to be a year-round thing. I know that one of the players on my team wants to keep playing. Maybe even a couple would want to keep playing throughout the year. But for the moment, it's just the summer thing that I like to do. So it's a lot of fun. But nevertheless, and I'm trying to not look like a weirdo because people keep walking by and I'm recording this thing. But yeah, nevertheless, it's an enormous part of my life has been coaching over the last few years. And I think a couple of things that it's given me is, like, when I started, it's not that I was a knockdown, drag-out, competitive person, but having teams that struggled a lot or teams that struggled a lot and then would finish maybe 500, which in my opinion, any rec team or every rec team should probably finish 500. It's not a good experience for kids. It's not a good experience for coaches if there are teams that are playing down to competition, basically. And you know, teams, like, we experienced quite a few teams that were either chock full of select or premier players that were playing as a rec team, and they would come on and win games 10-0 and feel so good about themselves, and the parents are hooting and hollering and all that. And I think that stuff is so bush league. I could do a whole podcast series about my thoughts on rec sports and sports parents and all that kind of stuff. And if you want to have further discussion on that, you should send me a message. I've talked a little bit to one of my listeners, one of my buddies, Andrew, on the other side of the country. We've talked a little bit about this in the past, just in terms of coaching and all that kind of stuff. And it's an interesting dynamic, but it's something that, something I love. And, you know, I'm really, really enjoying this softball era as an assistant coach. And we'll see where that takes us, because Audrey seems to be absolutely all in on her efforts as a softball player. And that is super cool to be able to watch. So, is that it? Yeah, maybe the only other thing is I did a podcast episode last year, or a couple years ago, called The Sales Odyssey, where I had come off of one of my best years. I just had my very best year from July 1st to June 30th. So July 1st of 2025 to June 30th of 2026 is my best ever year as a salesperson, and very, very proud of myself. Jenny and I are going to be going to Cabo for President's Club at the end of, like, mid to end of September. And we've got a sitter, and it's going to be great because we just get to go and be a married couple, a couple of dinks, basically, while we're in another country and order. It's an all-inclusive, so I'm ordering all the room service I want, and I'm watching all the sports, and I'm sitting by the pool, and I'm going to read my Kindle and enjoy my new phone and all that stuff. God, I've talked about some of my phone struggles over the last few years and my indecisiveness. A couple weeks ago, I picked up the Galaxy Z Fold 8 Ultra, and I've never had a folding phone. I've wanted one for quite some time, and it is awesome. So if you ever want to talk smartphones and tech and stuff like that, I'm into that too. But without further ado, thanks so much for hanging out with me today. Look forward next week to another 15 or less.